Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And today we find ourselves again in the book of Genesis. We find ourselves in Genesis chapter 40. And we find ourselves in the company of Joseph. Joseph has been through many struggles since we began these programs some while ago. And it is remarkable how the pressure intensifies upon him, the hatred against him, the way that things go so badly for him, and yet he still retains a godliness that can be seen and heard by those who witness him. He finds himself in prison, and of course there are other prisoners in the prison. But there are two characters in the prison that were given quite a bit more detail about. One was the cupbearer and the other was the baker. Now, these weren't ordinary cupbearers and bakers. This was the chief cupbearer and the chief baker. And we don't know exactly what had happened, but clearly the Pharaoh had been offended by their behaviour. So offended that he threw them into prison. Now, we know that we're looking at times where leaders could be very ruthless and very cruel and very irrational. That was just part of the way of life of those times. And, of course, in some parts of our world today, this same trait of incredibly irrational responses, whimsical attitudes that come out of nowhere, great judgment being wreaked upon people who've fallen out of line for whatever reason. Well, Joseph is there, and the cupbearer, the baker, there's a dream. And basically, the dreams, they perplex the baker, they perplex the cupbearer, and they talk to Joseph. They say in verse 8, "We both had dreams. No one is able to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." So the cupbearer shares his dream. And interestingly, in terms of his profession, a taster of wine, he has a picture of a vine. He has a picture of fruit. And Pharaoh's cup was in his hand. He says, "I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, put the cup into his hand." And Joseph says, "Well, what I believe God is saying is that you're going to be lifted up. You're going to be raised up. You're going to come out of this and you're going to be restored to your position. And you will put Pharaoh's cup into his hand and you will be his cupbearer. When this happens, please remember me. Please just mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off the land of the Hebrews, and even here I've done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." The chief baker is listening and thinks, "Well, you know, Joseph has given a favourable interpretation. I'll tell him my dream." And his dream is of three baskets of bread, and the top basket were all kind of baked goods for Pharaoh. The birds were eating them out of the basket on my head. And Joseph is very bold to say, "Well, the three baskets are 3 days, and within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head and impale your body on a pole. The birds will eat away your flesh." And this is exactly what happens. The Pharaoh raises up the cupbearer, gives him his job back, but the chief baker, well, he is put to death. But even though the butler is back in the palace, he is not remembering Joseph. He's just so full of himself, or probably very grateful to be back, but he's not doing anything for Joseph until the Pharaoh has a dream. And we're going to develop this more, God willing, on another occasion. But the Pharaoh has dreams. And it's when Pharaoh has dreams, that's when Joseph comes back into the picture, because the cupbearer suddenly remembers, "Joseph interpreted my dream, and here I am in a place of safety, in a place of blessing. I wonder if he can interpret the Pharaoh's dreams. These dreams are going to be very significant. They're going to be heralding a time in the nation of Egypt, and as far as the people of God are concerned outside of Egypt at this moment of time, things are going to change dramatically. But we must pause and stop there. My good friend Patrick will join me after some worship. We'll look again at what happened with the baker and with the butler.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to look further at these verses from Genesis chapter 40, continuing the story of Joseph from our last programme. Based around dreams again, Richard, dreams very common in the Old Testament, certainly seem to be, as a means that God might use to communicate with people. Are dreams significant today? Should we pay a lot of attention to them?
Well, I think we certainly should pay attention, but of course we need to be wise, because this isn't saying that every dream has a message from God in it, but certainly there were messages from God in the dreams. So I think I would say we recognize it is a way that God could be speaking to us. And of course, dreams would have been relevant in a culture and time in history because they didn't have lots and lots of other means of communication.
Mm.
A dream would have been a special, distinct way of a message being conveyed. So, yes, dreams can well be God speaking, but we do need to discern what is God and what isn't.
Well, these two men certainly had very troubling dreams, and Joseph was very honest and, as you say, very bold in his interpretations. You know, given his position, it's dangerous sometimes to give a negative interpretation of a dream, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's right, because Joseph, this again perhaps underlines how Joseph truly is a man of God, because to have the courage to share what was going to happen to the baker, he had to have heard from God.
Mm.
I'm sure he wasn't careless. You don't say that sort of thing to someone as a joke. I mean, that would be a very, very dangerous thing to do. He really believes one is going to be lifted up, and one, his life is shortly coming to an end. So if you have a dream, you have to be careful if you're going to ask Joseph to interpret it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what we have here, of course, in the life of Joseph, although it's not immediately evident, you know, we can see the hand of God at each step, even in this particular incident. God's got a plan, and this forms part of it, it seems to me.
Yes, indeed. I think that this is all part of a training ground. And of course, we're going to come to the Pharaoh, the very big man of all in terms of society of that day, and he's going to have dreams, and Joseph is going to be given insight. I think the question of insight, the question of wisdom, the world lacks insight, the world lacks wisdom, and we need Josephs, people who really, really discern what God is saying in our time and place. And he was able to do that, and there's a great dearth of that in many societies today.
Joseph obviously thought that the cupbearer would remember him and do him a favour by return and get him out of this jail. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen for 2 years. He was still languishing in this jail for 2 more years. And again, that's something about how things work out in terms of time. We want things to happen straight away, but that doesn't always seem to be the way it is.
Well, sure. I mean, that's exactly how it is. You know, God's time. You could look at it and say, whatever did he learn in 2 years? You know, and why didn't God lift him out within a day?
Yeah. Mm.
But we don't know the answer to that. What we do know is that it is going to work out quite amazingly in the end. And I guess the days that Joseph enjoys in the palace, in luxury, every need met, is going to cause some of those harsher days to diminish. And when we get to heaven, we're going to feel as if whatever happened in this earth is just so, so small compared to eternity enjoying Christ forever.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.